You may also want to do the following in a time of crisis. First, designate a spokesperson. This person is often the CEO of the company, especially if the crisis is particularly tragic. Second, be accessible to and communicate often with the news media and the public. Third, take responsibility. This can be difficult if you are not to blame. In the Tylenol product tampering incident, where the company was not at fault, they felt responsible for their customers who had used their product and died. Fourth, never say no comment to the media. When you do that, it appears that you have something to hide. A better strategy is to explain how you are investigating the matter and will provide them with more information as soon as possible. Next, set up a central information center for news media who are on the scene. Finally, monitor news coverage, emails, phone calls, and social media to see what people are saying about the crisis.